USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden at a campaign rally in Pennsylvania, the uniter of the people on Tuesday.
For God's sake, whose side are you on? Whose side are you on?
As Democrats were the party to support the defund the police movement, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham reminds Americans how Vice President Kamala Harris was bailing people out of jail that attacked the police during that time.
You know, one way to encourage political violence is to bail out people who attack the cops. The Vice President of the United States staff raised money to bail people out of jail who rioted in New York, who attacked the cops, and they went right back to crime.
The Justice Department asked a federal judge late Tuesday to refuse President Trump's request for a special master to review evidence the FBI took from his Florida home. A judge will decide on Thursday. USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
The widow and sisters of Marine Lance Corporal Riley McCollum, a U.S. Marine killed in Afghanistan during the military's disastrous and deadly departure from the country, are again suing actor Alec Baldwin for at least $25 million. They say Alec Baldwin exposed them to online cruelty and bitter criticisms after the actor accused one of the women of being a January 6 insurrectionist. Illegal immigration is being encouraged by the Biden administration.
Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz is saying under oath that President Biden's immigration policies are to blame for the surge at the border. The comment came during a recorded deposition in a lawsuit that Florida brought against the Department of Homeland Security.
In my experience, we have seen increases when there are no consequences.
During the deposition, Ortiz testified the southern border is currently in crisis and less safe for Americans and aliens alike.
That is Tim Berg reporting, and we are USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
32-year-old country singer Luke Bell died in Arizona earlier this month. It was announced on Tuesday. Some journalists are reporting Luke may have been suffering from mental illness at the time of his disappearance. Very little details have been released. Tucson police say Bell, who had been reported missing, was discovered near the site where he was last seen. Constitutional law expert Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax speaks out how the Department of Justice, Attorney General Merrick Garland, and the FBI are trampling on the Constitution again. Regarding President Trump.
These, after all, are prosecutors who are going through the lawyer-client privilege information. No prosecutor should ever see anything that is lawyer-client privilege. It should, of course, go to a special master. Even that raises questions, because when I talk to a client, the understanding is nothing will be made public. I go to my grave with his secrets. Let me tell you, I could make $1 billion today writing books, disclosing all the secrets my clients have told me over the years. I cannot and will not do that. Why should the Justice Department have the ability to look through lawyer-client privilege information, decide what's privileged, and then promise us that they won't reveal it with a wink and a nod to the next prosecutor at lunch? It's absurd.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.